Okay. Good morning, everybody, again. Chapter 27, the list. I read through Patrick's notes from the chapter, my notes on the chapter, and so you're going to get chapter 27, obviously from my perspective and my testimony on this morning. But I love what Pat wrote exactly a year ago, and he said in his notes it was the day before Thanksgiving, so we're, I guess, 365 days from having done the chapter exactly a year ago. Patrick wrote this: as I look at chapter 27, the list, we take so much for granted. And today, in here today, as we approach Thanksgiving, we have so much to be thankful for. And then we get lost in what's wrong with this and forget about being thankful. Well, that is part of the lesson as well. Learning to get back to what is important. Paying homage to each thing is the truth. And then I added my own, that is Psalm 107. I just kind of wanted to read that as an open this morning, the first few verses from Psalm 107. Because it talks about giving thanks, and it talks about where we're all somewhere on the path. And I think this really sets it in a nutshell, and we can all relate to the different places we've been along this path. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. I think every one of us has been there. What does it say? It says, he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. So I think that's going, getting out of the city of Itildulu. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. So just amen that, you know, isn't that what God's doing? Isn't that what he's done? When you look at where you've been, where you are today, maybe you're even in the midst of the wasteland, but God will get you out of it. So you just keep walking and trusting and faith in him. Mute your phones, guys. Another quote from the list, and that's kind of my open here, is what's on the list? This is from Pat. Everything. Everything that needs to be done by you or others who have failed to complete a particular job on your watch. Whatever needs to be done. If the kids didn't clean the dishes, you clean the dishes. If the employees didn't fill out the paperwork, you fill out the paperwork. Your job is completion, solutions, transitions, updates, deliveries, information, retrieval, personal business items, financials, produce, deliver, collect, money, quality control. All your life, implementing your life as a peacemaker in every situation, living correctly, realizing there is an enemy standing against what shall surely follow you, confound you, and upset those things the Lord is doing in your life. Let us not become, Galatians 6:9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap the harvest if we do not give up. So I've got so many things on the list: the triangle, the sliding scale, lessons to help stay the course, monitor our daily lives, and the responsibilities Christ has given us. And this is from Pat. He says this: there was a time in my life when I decided one day was 4 days, 96 hours. I couldn't do everything I needed to do in 24 hours. I could barely work out and go to work in a day. However, in 4 days, I figured out how to do everything. I made that my one day. You can use this as a guide if you wish. And that's what we're talking about today, is working that and working your list and working, if that works for you, a 96-hour day, but it's working it how it works in your life and in your business. What we're talking about is the administrative side of the coin, the doing of everyday life as a CEO. It also means working the God side, the nonlinear side of the coin as well. And we'll see that this morning. First, it took me a long time to grasp the concept. I guess I was a little bit of a knucklehead. First, I hate lists. I hate lists. Have a list to do, a list to do, a list to do. I don't like lists. I just want to do what I want to do. So, what is the list is what needs to be done today. And that's really how I've come to embrace it. And it's quality control. The list is about quality control in all areas of my life. So it's all areas. It's for me, it's on the job site. My expectations are sky high for quality control. And the people that my employees know that. My expectations are sky high, and their shortcuts aren't an option. Ideas for a better method of getting the job done are always an option. But shortcuts, shortcutting quality, shortcutting maybe the inspector won't see this, that, or the other, those are not options. Do it right, get it done, and do that. In the office, quality control, keeping, just a workspace that's diligent, kept, clean, orderly, that's always on the list. It's always there. It's always needs to be done. In my warehouse, drives me nuts sometimes. I walk out in the warehouse and I want to pull my hair out. It's like, okay, why are things not in order? Well, I allowed them to be out of order. So whose job is it to get it back in order? It's mine. It's mine. I have to do it. I got to do the work. In the garage, I like to joke, I have a small collection of bicycles, but it's not a collection. Each one has a tool, is a tool for a very specific purpose. So each one has a job, each one is a tool, and it's another area of just keeping quality control and cleanliness. I can work. Where can I go? It's in the Word. It's spending time in Bible studies, spending time in a devotional. I'm reading a book right now. This is awesome. If you ever have a chance, it's called Letters of a Skeptic. And it's just this dialogue between a father and a son. And it just raises questions, makes your mind think, expands your mind, and works it. Take time to think. That's on the list. That's the nonlinear side of your list. Is take time to think. Take time to meditate on God's word, on things that work your brain, work your mind. And then the other thing that's on the list is keeping my commitments. There's all kinds of excuse. We always have an excuse. We always have a reason why we can't keep our commitments. Whether it's being here on Wednesday morning, whether it's doing an assignment, whether it's going to church, being involved, going to your Bible study that you go to every week. There's always a good reason not to do the things that are on the list. But they're on there. They're on there for a reason. And then the list, it consists of everything I don't like to do. Everything. For me, I just give you change orders. So sometimes, if I've gotten behind, what do? Okay, sometimes I have to spend a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon getting current. I have to do what it takes to get it done, to stay current and get the things done. Signing contracts, but not just signing, negotiating proper terms, payment, answering phone calls, not putting people off. Strength training. I hate strength training. I could do cardio all day long. Strength training, I could give it or take it or leave it. So whatever it is. But I have to do those things. I have to have the appointment. I have to do the things. It's on the list. Get it done. And what are these? What are all these line items? They're all line items that are on there every day. And what does it do? It keeps me in alignment. I know Patrick loves trains, and I've seen his trains in his office, and it's awesome. But what keeps the train going in proper order? It's the rails. So what does the list do? It keeps me on the rails. It keeps you on the rails. The list, it brings order to chaos. So are you facing chaos? It's always a question to ask. Are things feeling chaotic? Does it seem like everything's out of control? Well, it starts with a list. Make a list, mark it off, one line item at a time. 1 Corinthians 14:33, just the first part of that verse, it says, For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace. So if you're feeling chaotic, out of order, out of peace, you got to say, oh, maybe I'm out of alignment right now. What do I need to do? So you take things one at a time. I can go back in my history, and there was a time where I was desperate. Creditors were calling. Everything was crumbling. And it was chaotic. It was truly chaotic. I didn't know what to do next. I didn't know where to turn. I didn't know what to do. So what I turned to God. It's like, oh, I guess I go to God. It's last resort. No, sometimes it feels like that. But out of the midst of the chaos, I cried to the Lord. And it was a chaos that I had created and allowed to fester. And God answered. It took time. And to bring real order in our lives and to stick to the list, to do the things that need to be done, it takes time. Like I say, there was a list. You had to check them off one at a time and do things one at a time. There's an order of how to get things done. So it took time to bring real order in all areas because he was bringing order to areas where there had never been order before, where everything was out of order, whether it was financials, whether it was cash in, cash out, whether it was in the family, in the home. You know, I found that my company always mirrors my personal, and my personal always mirrors the company. In other words, when the company finances were out of order, my personal finances were out of order. When my personal finances, you know, vice versa, or when the company's finances finally got in order, my personal finances began to getting in order, and there was clarity. So it's just a mirror. You know, Patrick always teaches family first, business first. Because when you look at it, one is always mirroring the other. If your business is in order, there's a good chance your family's in order. Because you're under Christ. Colossians 1:17 says, and 18, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. So what it is, the list, it's coming under the headship of Christ. It's being under his authority. You know, and so that's where what do we do is we stick, and it comes back to sticking what needs to do. The list, it keeps me focused on the business and the task at hand. What is the list today? The list today was 4:30. Up, read, pray, coffee, answer the... And normally it would be answering the balance of emails if I hadn't answered them the night before, but today it was making sure I was ready to talk to you guys. I got to check the bank accounts in the morning. I got to make sure the guys' fuel cards, because we spend a ton of money on fuel. I got to make sure everybody's fuel cards are not, you know, they have money to get fuel. 7:30 in the morning, okay, it's time for Making Money with God. Be on the call. Be ready. 8:30, recap call with Patrick. Normally, after that's done with Patrick, done talking with Patrick, it's get out to the job sites. This is one of the days that I have to get out to the jobs. It has to be on the list, or I could easily spend weeks without going out to my job sites because there's always other things to do. So that Wednesdays and Fridays, get out to the job site. Sometimes it's Thursday. Just checking with my guys, my people, the superintendents, my customers, making sure everything's in order. Then I have to be checking with the office, estimating and project management. I have to field calls when I'm driving because it's a lot of miles around Southern California. And if you live on the East Coast, I probably pass through 6 states on the East Coast in one day driving around Southern California. So, check in with the office. Anyway, field calls and make calls while I'm driving. Catch up with people. Back into the office. Catch up on paperwork. 4:30 is on Wednesday. I have an appointment to ride bikes on 4:30 on Wednesday. So I get that taking care of the physical. What is that all? What do you see in all those things? It's really all of it is working your triangle. It's the spiritual. It's the physical. It's the it's the company, it's all there. It's your, you know, just in a day. So there's little areas to be working. It's taking time to think and embrace the opportunities God is giving. This is tending to the triangle. It's a sliding scale all in a day. It's like, where am I at? Because then after my 4:30 p.m., it's home, dinner, talk to Natalie. Maybe I talk to her in the morning. Hopefully there's also time in there to call her or talk to her. Anyway, and pray with my wife. There's just always things to do. And then the biggest thing I had to do was I had to learn to embrace the list. See it, the list is a gift. It's God's gift for order. It's a gift from God of all the things I get to do. The list is all the things you get to do today. James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. This is a gift. It is what God has allowed me to be fiduciary over. Everything on your list, you're fiduciary. We're CEOs. We're company owners. In your sphere, it may not seem like much. Sometimes I look and go, well, yeah, I'm not, you know, whatever. I can think of, I'm not Warren Buffett. You know, what do I have? But as a company owner, you have so much and you are so much. You are an example to customers, employees, family. You have opportunities to give. Like you, maybe I know now I have opportunities to give like I've never given before. And it took a little time to get there, but you have opportunities to be given and be generous to others. You have insights and experiences that many don't. You can relate to people through all kinds of situations. If you're like me, you've actually gone from thinking you are a hero to zero. And then once you were back at zero, just learning how to work your list day by day, moment by moment, so you can find buoyancy, not just in your company, but you find buoyancy in your life. So stick to the list. When you stick to it, embrace it, you're embracing God's will for you. You're getting closer to the original blueprint that Patrick always talks about. 1 Thessalonians 4:1. Finally then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus, that as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God, just as you are doing, that you do so more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus, for this is the will of God, your sanctification. And the list, I see it in my life, at least for me, it's part of my sanctification. And what is sanctification is it's being set apart for Christ. And that list is part of that setting apart and doing the things that need to be done daily. And also the list gives me an overall vision of my company. Allows me to zero in on what is needed. If I'm paying attention to things, my CPR report, cash flow report, all these things, those calls, those things, what do? They get us back and focus on the needs of the company. Usually, like I said, if the company is sliding, where else in my life are things sliding? So it's always, to me, the company is always a mirror of my life every day. So each area, you know, Patrick talks about it, and we see that each area even has a mind, body, spirit. Each has its own list. Mind, you know, working your mind, taking time, exercising it. And you can exercise your mind in so many ways, with being up on the latest, greatest things for your business and technology for your business, and working your mind in areas of making it really think and consider the spiritual things, the body, physical workouts, staying in shape, you know, those things. They're all, those have a list. For me, it's both doing strength training and cardio. So there's that, the spirit, working, church, Bible study, all those things. They each have a list, because the spirit isn't just, oh, I checked off going to church on Sunday. Well, what else are you doing? There's all these things that each list has its own. I love this quote that Patrick had there in his notes on chapter 27 from Thomas Edison. And I think this just really puts it in a nutshell when it comes to the list and doing what we need to do every day. We often miss opportunity because it's dressed in overalls and looks like work. Isn't that the truth? You know, also in his notes, he lists the seven line items that I didn't put into mind, but it just talks about, and you just see that, oh boy, you know, we want free money, but we don't want to work. So life as a CEO, it's not easy. And if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. Everybody would have their own business. Everybody would be. We got to understand as CEOs. I looked up a statistic. I don't know how accurate it is because I know there's tons and tons of small businesses out there. But the bottom line is, as a CEO of a company, you are in a very small select group, very small group. And if you're successful, you're even in a smaller group. So if your company is now right, your ship is righted and you're going in the right direction, you're in a very, very small select group. The key to that success is sticking to the list, doing what needs to be done today, and using the many tools God has given you to be successful. Just think of all the tools you have at your hands today. I know a few years ago, I didn't have the tools. I didn't have the Reddit Corp. I didn't have a positive cash flow. I didn't have a lot of things. So just, you know, you can just thank God for the many tools that we've given. So, you know, just the information to know that you've been made fiduciary. You've been made CEO. You are CEO. That's your life. That's your company. So that right there, that should be enough motivation really to stick to the list every day and work at it. And it is work. And thank God we have work today. Isn't that it? Isn't that why we have Thanksgiving? Because we can. Thanksgiving was about the reaping of a harvest. And the harvest didn't happen by itself. It happened because people, by the grace of God, they went to work. And they labored and they worked hard. They had to put their overalls on and get to work. They reaped a harvest and they enjoyed the fruits of their harvest. And so that's what we're doing this tomorrow, is we have an opportunity to thank God for the harvest and the bounty and the fruit that we have. So happy Thanksgiving, you guys. We all do have so much to be thankful for. Keep your eyes on the Savior. And give him thanks for your list today. So, Patrick, you ready to take it from here?
Yeah, that was great. I mean, that was great, man. That was great. Thanks, John.